There was no sign of a water shortage here in northern Thailand as delegates gathered for the Asia-Pacific Water Summit. But inside, there was talk about an impending crisis facing Asia. For the region's biggest users, India and China, there is a heavy price to pay for development, says UN Habitat Advisor Dr. Kulwant Singh.
Most of the industries that are driving the economic growth of the region require reliable supplies of fresh water for some part of their production cycle. Secondly, the region's expanding urban populations need more water for drinking, for personal hygiene, and for the industry, institutions, and urban agriculture.
Studies say that water demand in India will double in the next 20 years to 1.5 trillion cubic meters, with China's needs rising by 32%. Meanwhile, dams are being built on the Mekong River, and at least 11 new ones are in the planning stage, mostly within Chinese territory. These developments worry many, including government delegates attending the conference.
Over 60% of Vietnam's total water resource comes from outside of our territories, and is distributed unevenly across seasons and geographical regions, of which 60% of the water resources is found in the south in the Mekong Delta River.
The delegates also focused on preventing water disasters, such as the massive floods in 2011 that claimed 800 lives in Thailand. Improved technology is one possible solution, says Supajak Wari of Thailand's Disaster Warning Center.
We monitor the rain hotspots and have trained a network of people in different regions so that we can confirm accurate conditions with them. They're like a CCTV camera for us.
With the supply of clean and plentiful water seemingly imperiled, the effort to manage Asia's thirst for the precious liquid will continue. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA News from Chiang Mai, Thailand.